Science and technology.
Exercise and addiction. Fun run. People, it seems, have evolved to be addicted to exercise.
As the legions of gym bunnies and jogging enthusiasts who race out into the spring sunshine every year clearly demonstrate, running can be fun. More specifically, running triggers the release of brain chemicals called endocannabinoids that create a potent feeling of pleasure. As their name suggests, these endocannabinoids work in the same way as the active ingredient of marijuana. From an evolutionary standpoint, this surge of endocannabinoids and the runner's high it creates makes sense. For ancient humans, remaining fit enough to run after game and away from predators and enemies was vital for survival. Yet whether other mammals are also driven to exercise by endocannabinoids has remained a mystery. Now a study led by David Reichlin of the University of Arizona has revealed that the runner's high does exist in other species, but not in all. Dr. Reichlin hypothesized that endocannabinoid-driven exercise highs would be found in those mammals that gain an evolutionary benefit from being fast on their feet, antelopes, horses, and wolves, for example. However, he also thought that they would not be present in those which are known for being quick and agile, but not for running, like ferrets. To test these ideas, he and a team of colleagues devised an experiment that monitored the endocannabinoid levels of different species after they had been walking or running on a treadmill. The experimental animals in question were 10 people, 8 dogs, and 8 ferrets. Dr. Reichlin had them run or walk on the treadmill for 30 minutes. Since running and walking speeds differ from species to species, the speed at which the treadmill moved was varied, so that it raised the heart rates of the different participants to the same level. Running speeds were thus set at 2.5 meters a second for people, 1.83 for dogs, and 0.84 for ferrets. Walking speeds were set at 1.25 meters a second for people and 1.1 for dogs. The ferrets proved too easily distracted to walk consistently on the treadmills and were thus left to sit quietly in their cages for this part of the study. Each participating animal ran for one session and walked for one other, and did so on separate days to avoid exhaustion. Before and after each session, blood was drawn from each and the endocannabinoid levels in it were measured. The researchers report in the Journal of Experimental Biology that after 30 minutes of walking, or sitting in a cage, participants' endocannabinoid levels did not rise. After running, however, the average human's endocannabinoid levels rose from 2.4 picomoles per milliliter to 6.1. Dogs showed a similar trend, with levels rising from 2.4 picomoles per milliliter to 8.0. Ferrets were different. Although they did show an increase from 3.0 to 3.9 picomoles per milliliter, this was not a statistically significant rise. These findings suggest that dogs experience a runner's high, but ferrets do not. Dr. Reichlin argues that it makes sense for ferrets not to have systems that reward cardiovascular activity, since such exercise consumes a lot of energy, may cause injury, and is not crucial to the stealthy hunting technique of sneaking down burrows and killing rabbits in their sleep. What is not clear is whether the endocannabinoid reward is an ancient mechanism that has been lost on branches of the mammalian tree that do not need it, or is something that evolves quickly in species which become active. Given that humanity's arboreal simian ancestors would presumably have had little need to run, it is probably the latter. But to be sure, Dr. Reichlin will need to put animals far less cooperative than ferrets on the treadmill.